A three-judge panel reinstated voter ID late last Friday, just hours after hearing arguments in the case. ACLU attorney Dale Ho says no court has ever let an ID law like Wisconsin's go into effect this close to an election. On top of that, Ho says nearly 12,000 absentee ballots were mailed without photo ID instructions, and hundreds of absentee votes have already been cast.
So those voters right now, their ballots are going to be thrown in the trash unless someone reaches out to them, explains to them what they need to do, and that they follow up and do it. And we think that's highly unlikely.
The ACLU and other plaintiffs want the full Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the case. A majority of the court's judges would first have to agree to take it. The State Government Accountability Board said this week that implementing voter ID this close to an election would not be easy, but that the board and municipal clerks were up to the challenge. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.